So Ethiopia is a very complex case, somewhat similar to Sudan in the sense that Ethiopia is made of so many different ethnic groups. It's one of the largest countries on the continent of Africa. But the problem with Ethiopia has been the government in Addis Ababa has used food as a weapon of war. So food has been leveraged to reward regions that have been supportive of the government, but also to punish those regions that are perceived to be anti-government. So that's one angle of it. So donors have been cutting down food aid because the food was being stolen and sold off to starving people. But I think, lastly, the other challenge is also that in relation to the humanitarian crisis, there's a dilemma for humanitarian assistance. Because a lot of times, particularly with displaced populations, with starving people, when the aid convoys come in, it's usually the armed groups that grab the food and use it as leverage against the starving population. So the food never reaches the people. So it's a big dilemma even for humanitarian organizations how to intervene. Because sometimes when you intervene with food aid that never gets to the people, you're actually feeding the armies, which is actually making the problem bigger. So Ethiopia is also in its own difficult dilemma and crisis.
As the hunger crisis unfolds in Ethiopia, so too has the instability in the country. How do those two contribute to the suffering of the people?
They contribute significantly. One is the internal conflict. They feed off of each other. So the internal conflict, the civil war between, for example, the Tigray region and the central government, but also let's not forget the Oromia region in the south and the Ogaden region, which is majority Somali. Is also in conflict with the central government. So there's these regional tensions with Addis Ababa and the regions that interplay with the humanitarian challenges. Because as long as there's civil war and the government is not willing to negotiate because it's afraid that if it negotiates with Tigray and Tigray becomes its own country, then the Ogaden region will want to break off and become part of Somalia, and then Oromia might want to break off and become its own country. So central government does not want to negotiate. But because the central government doesn't want to negotiate, it pushes on with the war, which then escalates a very difficult, an already difficult humanitarian crisis. So these two issues of the civil war and the humanitarian crisis, they feed off of each other. And it's very difficult to sort one without, you know, sorting out the other. So you have to stop the guns from going off, the fighting to stop for the humanitarian crisis to be reduced. But you can't reduce the humanitarian crisis without stopping the fighting. So it's one of those very difficult dilemmas that the central government in Addis is facing. And then lastly, I must add, Ethiopia has never had a tradition of peaceful transfer of power. I think that's another dynamic we also need to remember. We had our Emperor Haile Selassie, which is not a democratic system. He is a monarch. After that, you have a very repressive communist government, the Derg, under Mengistu. And then you've had repeated wars, you know, an internal conflict that have brought players to power to take over power. So not having that tradition of peaceful handover of power, it's very difficult because whoever's supposed to replace Abiy or tries to replace Abiy would have to do it through the barrel of a gun rather than through a democratic process.
Internal struggles and conflicts aside, there's a feud with Somalia about the port access to the port.
Correct. And this one has both economic, strategic, and historical consequences. So Ethiopia is trying to negotiate a deal with Somaliland, which is a region in Somalia, to try and get an alternate access to Djibouti as a port through Somaliland instead of Ethiopia relying on Djibouti. So that's one economic angle. But strategically, Somalia doesn't want Ethiopia to have access to Somaliland because it's afraid that Ethiopia will be intervening in its own internal affairs in Somalia. And then thirdly, there's also the historical question. Central government in Mogadishu does not want Ethiopia engaging with any regions of Somalia without the authority of the government in Mogadishu, of course, because of the historical rivalry and the wars they've actually fought between Ethiopia and Somalia. So for those range of reasons, Mogadishu and Addis, I think will continue to be at loggerheads. It's a really volatile situation in that region at this time.